Yeah, I think overall, as an offense, Ryan was right in line with everybody else tonight. It was a sloppy performance. Anytime you have six balls on the ground and you know, two INTs, it was not what we're looking for.
The way you ran the ball, you had a lot of yards tonight out there.
I thought the first half we came out, we wanted to run the football. Wanted to work the outside zone a little bit just to get that going. They were playing some wide nine techniques in their front that made it challenging early on. But we had a bunch of plays. We may have had 44 or so at the half. So we felt, like we were moving the ball and getting quality reps there. From an offensive standpoint, we just didn't finish the drive. We had the ball on the ground there on the goal line, and we just got to take care of the ball better and finish drives.
You excited by what you saw from the first team defense?
I thought the first team defense, took a solid step tonight, coming out and playing with each other for the first time. Encouraging.
What's Apple's status level, and what's your level of concern with him?
It's early. It doesn't look to be anything serious at this point.
How about Sterling Shepard?
Same.
Ryan's preseason numbers, over the last year, have been pretty solid. The first quarter seemed to go fairly well for him. Did something change in the second quarter? Did he feel like he lost a little poise?
Yeah, he was playing a little bit better with the first offensive line in there. Then we started getting a little bit of pressure. Some throws were coming up short. And, again, we need to go back and look at the tape and evaluate it from there.
How about for yourself, Ben? Was there any excitement being your first time in a game? I know it's preseason, but, being in a game situation for you.
Yeah, I was excited. I think everybody in the locker room was excited. The first time to get out and work against another team is always provides some good energy. Sully called the plays tonight.
How did it go?
It was fine. We need to execute better.
The weather delay,
the whole process, though?
We had six balls on the ground and two turnovers. I'm not pleased about any of that.
The process of how the plays were called, and did everything go smoothly in that regard?
Yeah, there were no problems with play entry.
Did the weather delay throw off any of your preparation out there?
We changed a couple things. We adjusted and improvised with the delay.
What went into the decision with Odell not playing?
He came out. We had intentions of playing him a handful of plays. Then we got back in. We had a delay, and I decided not to play him.
What did you think of B.J. Vincent? He seemed to be flying around.
Yeah, B.J. was flying around. I thought he had a good night. He ended up cramping up there at the end, I think. But he was flying around making plays, looking like he was having fun, and it was good to get him a bunch of reps.
Ben, you came into this training camp with a very untested backup offensive lineman. Did anything change your mind today after that performance?
Change my mind about whether I like them or not? I think we need more work. I think we have a good group of guys right there. We need to go out. We need to get more work. They have a day off tomorrow, a transition day coming back the following day, and we need to go put the pads on and get to work.
Coach, what do you think the reason was for six balls on the ground and why?
We'll have to find out. We haven't had QB center exchange problems in camp. We had a couple of those tonight, and it looked like we had a bad pocket there on the last one. Looked like the quarterback put the ball in the bread basket, but the pocket didn't look very clean.
Well, the tape will tell you a lot more. But what did you take about from special teams tonight out there?
I thought we had some good effort and energy early. I think Brad Wing did a nice job. As the game got later, we got sloppy. There were a couple penalties that we can't have that really flipped the field on us, and we got to eliminate those.
Severity of Jeremy Davis, the hamstring?
It doesn't look severe at this point, but again, things can change overnight.
How promising was Owen's performance tonight?
Yeah, it was good to see him get some nice rushes in there. We'll have to look at a couple plays in the run game, but, he was active. And Owen's a guy, he just got to let it rip. He's a talented young man. He's a good-looking sucker, and he's just got to go out there and just let it rip and play fast and play aggressive.
Specifically with the first-team defense, what did you think of the pressure the defensive line got?
I liked it. I'm all for it.
Is there any update as far as Cruz on when he might return to practice?
No, we'll take a look hopefully Sunday.